something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to The John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host. Coming at you proudly once again in the wee hours of the AM. We're sitting at 2:37 Eastern Standard Time. Please check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes. Subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to laugh. I make myself laugh from time to time. Yeah. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. We also got a new Lightning link, so you can shoot me some Shitoshis, some Bitcoin fragments, if you will. That's available right there at the home page as well. Free iPhone app, free Android app, free newsletter. Every single show I've ever put out from start to finish. And some of those old ones, for me, are kind of painful to look at, not necessarily listen to. The production quality has increased gradually over the short lifespan of this show, so thanks. Also want to thank Dale Smith once again for being on the show again this week, and also for just doing what he does, for helping out greatly with this show. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you, Dale, so much. You know who you are. You know what I mean. So thank you so much, man. But you don't want to hear about that now, do you? You want to hear about the show, the meat of the matter, the heart of the matter, as it were, and that's what we'll get into this evening. There's, I don't know, I don't really have the clearest of game plans this evening, and I hope it's not going to be reflected in the quality of the show. I always have so much on my mind, and sometimes, well, more often than not, kind of coming at the show or coming at life in general from a bit of a melancholy standpoint. I tend to think about death a lot, if I'm being real with you. I tend to fixate on the dark side of the force. I've been working on it, but it just happens sometimes. So we'll get into that a little bit this evening. Oh, before I even get into that, I want to thank Matt Landman. He's been on the show several times, and his site, if you want to help him out, he's got several, but I'm going to plug this one. Spiro Protection Clothing.com. If you want to go to the homepage, AnomicAge.com, you can look up Landman or look up Matt, and he will come up pretty darn quick in my search there at the homepage. And I can't recommend his stuff enough, specifically his clothing, but also he's got some very informative other links up there as well. Can't recommend any of those enough. Thank you so much for the toboggan, that's what we say down south, but some people just refer to it as a beanie. Ah, whatever. Thanks for the hat, Matt. That's what I'm trying to say, my man. Thank you so much. As well, I recommend all of his memes. His memes are spot on. He's on Facebook when he's not getting kicked off and censored. You can find his stuff there, too. So here I am plugging other people's stuff, but hey, you got to support the right people. So I'll just leave it at that. I'll just say support the right people. Support whatever that means to you. Other stuff I wanted to get into, and this is an odd turn in the show, but what the hey? The death of Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis, 87 years old, died yesterday, since I'm coming at you darn near 3 in the morning. Jerry Lee Lewis is dead, folks. That's what I really wanted to get into at the start of the show, and an odd place to turn the wheel for many of you, but for me, not so much. And we'll kind of work that into the show this evening. And I'll discuss the importance of music, the importance of, I would say this is the influence of pop culture, but the influence of music specifically on our society. And we'll get into that a little bit this evening. For me, Jerry Lee Lewis brings up so many memories, so many thoughts in my own mind's eye. And I don't want to confuse, I think, my own thoughts with the reality, or I suppose the reality for many that was Jerry Lee Lewis. Because I've read some articles on his life, on him as a person. I mean, there's all sorts of accusations from him being a murderer to his very, I suppose, well-documented struggles with prescription drugs and alcohol. So I'm not going to frame this as if I'm a fan of the person, perhaps, that was Jerry Lee Lewis. Definitely a fan of his music. And I think more specifically in linking into the topic at hand, the memories that his music brought forth. I've touched on this a few times before, just the notion of our senses being so influential and so intrinsically tied into our thought processes, our patterns, our mind. And I've said this many times on the show, but for better or worse, perception is reality. So, you know, I may not be a fan of the man, perhaps, or at least the stories that I've heard about the man, but his music, make no mistake about it, a fan. And if for no other reason, for those memories that it represents. For me, when I hear Jerry Lee Lewis, it's just all about my childhood. It's all about growing up next door to my grandparents, spending so much time with my grandfather, and playing that record. I got the records over here in the stack somewhere, but playing one of his records oh so many times, sort of in the back room there at my grandparents' house. So that's what it resurrects for me. Definitely brings up a lot of thoughts of my grandfather, a lot of just nostalgia. And that's one of the other topics du jour that we'll delve into this evening. So we'll get into that, but we'll also sort of tie into censorship a bit. So I'll spend a little bit of time on both, and I'll try to encapsulate this somehow within a 15-minute segment. I don't know if it's possible, but we'll give it a try. So I'll just sort of jerk the wheel back onto the road, and then we'll take a turn off-road a little bit in a minute and talk about something else. But censorship is definitely the should be the topic du jour of everybody in media in general. I'm not just talking about alternative media. I'm just not talking about folks with podcasts or radio shows or any of that. I mean, just anybody within media, censorship should be pretty darn important to you right about now if it wasn't before. So some of the obvious stuff I'll sort of work broadly and become more focused here if I can. Breaking, this is from the Gateway Pundit. PayPal has reinstated its policy to fine users $2,500 directly from their accounts if they spread misinformation. So, seems like I need to get another way for people to donate to my site. And I would be happy to just say this. I don't know all the eccentricities, the ins and outs, the best places to go for what have you. So if you got some suggestions for non-globalist, non-communist, some sort of payment platform that's not going to try to steal my money, because it definitely appears I'm going to have to distance myself quite quickly from PayPal. Because I think I've said a lot of stuff that they would probably deem misinformation. Possible, see? It's just the facts, folks. But, you know, you can't step outside of the orthodoxy of the cult or you shall be shunned. So that's exactly what we got going on with this just level one of the insanity. We'll throw the ball downfield and hit it up right about here. This is from BusinessInsider.com. Newsmax cuts ties with Laura Logan after her QAnon-inspired on-air rant about world leaders drinking the blood of children and making people eat insects. You know, it just goes to show you just can't speak the truth in any form or fashion, I suppose, huh? So Laura Logan no longer welcome on Newsmax. Huh. How bizarre. How bizarre indeed, isn't it? And here we go again with censorship. We got censorship on the monetary side of things. We got censorship on the just you're no longer welcome on our show side of things. We got the legal warfare a la Alex Jones, where he's getting fined, what do we got, over $1 trillion or something? I don't know. Whatever the latest levies are pegged against Mr. Jones. And anytime you mention his name, there's all sorts of vitriol and backlash and what have you. So I'll just succinctly say it just like this, so you can understand me quite easily. I don't really give a rooty poo what you think about Alex Jones or what he says. That don't make a hill of beans to me, because it's not important. I don't care if you think the show trial is a show trial. I don't care if you think it's a legitimate trial. I don't care about any of that malarkey, to be honest with you. Because as I said at the beginning of the show, perception is reality. So it doesn't matter what I think or what you think. It's what is perceived as legitimate. Just as what we've seen with PSYOP 19 for almost 4 years now. Reality is of little consequence. It's the perception of the reality that is the problem. So just as the PSYOP 19 was just in fact that, it was a big old PSYOP. Did people die? Sure. Was it as it was presented? Not even close. So the perception was the reality. Reality was not the reality. So just as with the Alex Jones trial, it doesn't matter what I think or what anyone thinks. It's what is popularly perceived, because that's where the rubber meets the road. That is where you are going to get the reaction. Not the action, but the reaction. So that's what you're going to get from that. And people are lost in the trees or what have you. I don't know what the devil everyone's problem is. You know, I mean, it's all a show trial. It's all conspiracy. It's all false flag. It's all not real. It's all, yeah. I think the reality lies somewhere in the middle. So, you know, I'm not even going to weigh in on that. I don't really give a hoot, really. The bottom line is, if they can censor him, which they did years ago, they can censor you. If they can censor a president, they can censor you. If they can censor the litany of others that they have already censored, then they can censor you. So there you go. We got, what is it? The new owner of Twitter, I guess. That finally went through. So we got old Elon Musk is the new owner of Twitter. And he goes through and does a lot of firing, supposedly, in the first day. You know, I don't know, Bo. I just don't care. Just don't care at all. What's hilariously ironic is the golden parachute that was pulled by all these people once they hit the streets. You know, the two biggest of names there, what do they got? These settlements or these golden parachutes in the millions and millions of dollars. Please, can you fire me too, Elon? Can I get some of that Quan, my man? Anyway, just thinking out loud. And then we got to go into the deep end of the pool. Come on, what in the world here, folks? Go to the deep end of the pool, and we got to talk a little Kanye, a little yay, if you will. Yeah, he's censored everywhere, folks. He's got his payments taken down, lawyers not wanting to represent him, Adidas no longer on board. He apparently has, you know, he's gotten dropped by everyone. He is persona non grata. He is the definition of word. And I was looking up just a litany of articles about him in the last 48 hours. And I thought this one was kind of poignant. So I pulled this one up at the top of the stack here. From Variety, Kanye West has no record company or publishing deal. How will he release music? And I think that question gives you a big answer as to really what the devil Kanye is talking about. He's talking about the control of the media. I don't give a rooty poop, once again, if you agree or disagree or if you're someone, I don't care at all. I ain't talking about that. It doesn't matter to me. What he's really talking about is the control of the media. And that Variety article is quite poignant in exactly that. It's telling you that. They're saying, we've taken it all away, Kanye. We've taken away your ability to talk to people almost, except he's still got his, I guess, some other platforms he can put material on and some other hosts that are willing to have him on. So he's got a little bit of a platform, but they're saying, oh, no, we're going to take away your publishing and your record deals. We're going to keep just tightening the vice until you shut up. That's what it boils down to, folks. And if you're wondering what the heck is going on with me itching my neck, I don't know either. It feels like there's some tag poking me in the back, but I have no tag, so I don't know. I don't know if this is some sort of psychosomatic thing or what, but we'll get into that too. Yes, we will. So, I think the question posed in that Variety article really does say it all, doesn't it? It's the control of the medium. It is the control of the opposition to the narrative. It is the control of information and thus the control of education. And when you control the information, the education, and all forms of media, you have indeed controlled your present and your future. You've controlled the present because you've censored what people are allowed to see. And by censoring what people are allowed to see, learn about, and thus think, you have indeed controlled the future. Yes, yes, y'all. Am I making sense yet, folks? Because that's exactly what's going on. We'll say it again, folks. If they can control the present and your perception of the past through the control of history, then you have controlled the thinking and you have controlled the future. That's it, man. That is it. That is it. That is it. It. They're controlling the present, the past, and the future through the censorship of all forms of media, through the control of the populace by shunning these various individuals that say things out of orthodoxy, out of the cult's orthodoxy. It's the same mess in Scientology. It's the same mess in Jim Jones cult. It's the same mess in any cult you want to mention. And that's where we are in our society. That is our culture. That's the culture that we are in. Because you can't spell culture without cult. And that's what we're in, folks. Believe it or not, that's exactly what we're in. Because it doesn't really matter what Kanye says. It doesn't really matter what Alex Jones says. It doesn't matter what I say, what Trump says, what Laura Loomer, what Milo Yiannopoulos says. It doesn't matter what any of these people say. It don't make a hill of beans to me. If they are spouting the most racist of white supremacy mantras, or if they are spouting the most conspiratorial, we're all just ants in a ant farm, what have you. It makes no difference to me. Right, left, something I agree with, something I disagree with. It doesn't make a hooty-pooty what they say, folks. It's their ability to say it. It's their ability to say what they want without censorship. That's what it's about. Because censorship is preventing you from hearing, seeing, understanding, and thinking these certain things. That's what it is. And that's the reality that we live in. That is the controlled reality that we live in. That is the, like I said before, perception is reality. If you have been held captive and are no longer able to see just the normal reality, then you're a captive. You're a captive slave. They got you. They have controlled your reality. They have controlled your perception of reality and thus controlled your reality. That's it. That's exactly it, folks. And if you look at our reality right now, I don't even know how much of our reality is legitimate. You got CIA, NSA, Tavistock Institute, all these various incarnations of the alphabet soup boys on this side of the Atlantic, on the other, and all parts in between. You got to ask yourself, how much of our reality is reality? All of it, folks. People are always quick to throw up these, oh, is Kanye controlled? Is Alex controlled? Is it all controlled? It's all just a dream, right? It was all a dream. Yeah. You have to ask yourself, is it all a dream? I don't know. These are questions to ponder within yourself. And I've pondered so much lately about the dark and the esoteric, the evil. My mind always goes back to the life and to the death. It really does, folks. Because those are the two big equalizing factors to it all. It really is. So we got to figure these things out for ourselves. I'm not here to tell you anything. I'm not here to mandate anything to you. I'm saying you should have the ability to speak. And you should have the ability for others to hear your speech. That's what free speech is really all about, isn't it? At least that's what it used to be all about. And I was speaking with Leslie. I'm always going to mess this. I'm trying my best not to. Leslie Bannatyne today, talking about all things Halloween. And I wanted to get into that a little bit too, because something she mentioned was quite poignant in the direction that I wanted to go to this evening. I think it was very influential into where I wanted to go to this evening. Because she was mentioning that Halloween is a day that's a lot of freedom. It's a day where you get to be something you're usually not. It's a day of spooks and scares and just all around fun for most people. I mean, there's the uptight crowd, which you can't. I don't even care. I just don't. I just really don't. But she said something pointed to me. And she said that Halloween is sort of a reflection of, or at least I should say the costumes of Halloween are a reflection of our current reality oftentimes, especially the homemade ones. Because Halloween is always topical, or at least it used to be. I don't think it really is anymore. But I recall, and I'm sort of waxing nostalgia and a bit poetic here now, I suppose, but when I was a boy, it was very topical. It had characters of the day. I mean, when I was a kid, it was, or at least my fixation on it when I was a kid, was the cartoon characters of the day. So you could be everything from a Smurf to a Transformer to a G.I. Joe character and the like. So it was very topical for the day. And I think as I've gotten older, I'm seeing that a little bit more and more, or at least grasping it a little bit more and more when I look at the political characters of the day. You know, you can get your Trump mask, you could get your Obama mask, and you could still get all kinds of unsavory Bill Clinton. Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton sort of a costumes, if you will. But I think that's very accurate. I think that's very telling that it is, or at least once was, quite a topical holiday. I don't see it being that anymore. It just isn't. It's a very dry, bland, living in the past sort of holiday at this point in the game. All the spooky characters, all the incarnations that you'll find in typical Halloween stores are not relevant. They're of yesterday. You got the Michael Myers, the Jason, the Scream, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and all these things. If you look back at these, most of these are characters from 40 plus years ago. They just are. They are, folks. And I've touched on this before because it's in the same way that most of what you hear on the radio these days, and I guess I understand it because the millennials, especially the younger ones, don't even know what a radio is. So it's kind of giving my own age away a little bit. But most of what you see and hear in our media is old. It's old, folks. I mean, I think most people want to see things that are from that bygone time, from that bygone era, when things were simpler, when things were more predictable and easy, where every day you weren't just holding your breath, kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop. I think that's where most of us are right now. So much of the television, so much of the TV shows and the movies are old, old movies. And I think that's because, much like we talked about today with Leslie Bannatyne. We do long for that simpler time. We do long for that connection to the past, to the earth even, if you get into a lot of the Halloween. And I think that is where we are as a people. We are nostalgic. We are nostalgic because our current reality is so terrible, so fouled up. People are listening to music from 30, 40 plus years ago, minimum. They're watching TV shows from the 80s and 90s. They're listening to, if they happen to be in the radio, on the radio station dial, if you will, they're not listening to anything current because the current stuff is crap. Just as the current movies, television shows, and so on are complete feces. And I think Halloween is just that sort of 24-hour reprieve. That little 24-hour reprieve from our current reality that we can all sort of get behind and embrace, or at least some of us can. I don't know. But I think the greater elephant in the room is the fact that our whole reality is kind of predicated on nostalgia now. It's all old because the current reality just stinks, folks. If you think about this, if you look at the 1960s, were they listening to music from the 1920s and 30s? No. And they had music then, folks. They had great music then. I'm not saying any of it was bad. I'm not saying anything disparaging about that. But that's where we are now. We're in the 2000s, in the 2022 right now. And people are listening to music from 60 years ago. Because the new stuff is garbage. Me and my wife are about to go on a date night tomorrow. We're going to go see Dawn of the Dead. We're going to see Dawn of the Dead. Not some horrible remake, because that would be ridiculous. We're going to see the old one. Yeah, the movie theaters, I don't know if they are doing this in your town, but they've been playing a heck of a lot in our town of old, old movies. We saw Jaws about 3 weeks ago, and during the previews, I suppose, portion of that show, they were showing upcoming stuff. And they're like, oh my gosh, they're playing Dawn of the Dead in the movie theater again? This is great. Count me in on that. I don't see any new stuff because it is balderdash, but I'll go see old stuff all day. Just like I'll listen to old music all day. Just like I'll watch old TV shows, not from this century, all day. And it's because our current reality is dumb, folks. That's it. That's really what it all boils down to. So for so many of us, we're living in the past. We're living in the remnants of the Republic. We're living in what used to be, not what is. Or, sadly, what's going to be if things come to pass. And I got no crystal ball that's working. I don't have any idea what is coming. All the hallmarks seem to be very clear harbingers of things very dark on the horizon. I don't think voting's the answer. I don't think it is. I went and voted today, and I, you know, it's kind of an exercise in futility, much like it always is. I think for about 4 years, we just kind of were living under some stupid notion that voting mattered. Anyway, you know, I went out there and did what I do. You know, I went and voted. I went and urinated in the wind, most likely, but what have you. Got the job done. We'll see if it counts. We'll see if it matters. Who knows? Anything to turn the formerly great state of North Carolina even a modicum in the right direction is what I'll do. So Wynn did that. We'll see how that goes. You know, we'll see. But to the point, I think all this matters. I think perception is reality. I think a lot of us are living in the past because our current perception of our reality is dark, dark, dark. Just a little silliness a couple of days before Halloween. Got a lot of Halloween, Halloweenish kind of records, and got a lot of those old, where are they from, like the 60s, 70s, and 80s records where they have these wonderful spooky stories for kids and adults. I'm not a kid anymore, but I love the spooky stories. So be listening to a little of that. They like to play the what is it, the things in threes. I can't remember what that is. It's not a quatrain. It's the, I don't know. Anyway, they tend to like to say things in threes. So I'll play up that notion a little bit for you this evening. So we've gotten into censorship, we've gotten into Halloween just briefly, and we've gotten into this nostalgia for nothing. I don't know if the past was as good as we believe it was, or if that's just fool's gold in our brain where we like to reminisce that things were better than they really were. But I can tell you one thing for sure, that the present reality is not so good. I hope the horizon is better than I think it's going to be. I hope the election counts, and I hope people vote for non-communist, non-satanic death cult candidates. That would be my wish, anyway. I suppose we'll just have to see. We'll keep having to live in today's dream and hoping it does not signify tomorrow's end. We'll leave it at there this evening. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Be safe out there, folks. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. I'm gonna go to the next one.